morning.
Amen.
Sitting in church. And then he gave me a message right there just while you sung that song. Okay, I can't preach it tonight, but I'm going to preach it. And I preached his message about benefits Tuesday night at the church. I'd preached about benefits several years ago, but where he put on the, did you put that on there? Daily loaded us down with these benefits.
That's good.
Ain't it good?
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, I guess how several of us are on Social Security. I am. Of course, I'm looking around. They ain't that many, I guess. But really, there ain't no money there.
Right.
They've done spent it all there. Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you. They've borrowed all his much paper there. But they give it away. And you know, some of it they give away to people that abort babies. You do know that, don't you?
Yep.
Amen.
Right. That's exactly right.
Ain't that right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, brother, they hate us, really. Don't they really?
Yes, sir.
We're middle of, see, I'm not going to get into politics. You don't want to hear that. But we're being ruled by New York and by California.
Yeah.
We're going into allegorical government. Mm-hmm. Ain't that right? That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to preach, I think, but I my heart's broke. It's been broke, boys. I know you say you can't do nothing. What's going on? Well, we can weep about it, can't
yeah.
we?
Amen.
The Lord looked over Jerusalem and wept over it, did he not?
Yes, he did.
What did he say?
Old Jerusalem.
How often I'd gather you together, as a hen does her brood, but you would not.
Right.
And what he told them, he said, behold, your house is left unto you, desolate.
Right.
I want to build us up, don't get me wrong, but I tell you what, I'm afraid for America. What are you? Are you afraid for America?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I know it's Solomon. I know I want to give you something. The Lord's given me a little bit just to testify. Maybe you can take over if I don't. But, oh, I'll tell you what. It quivers my soul sometimes. And my wife, she just won't hardly listen to it because she's a nervous type. And she says it just upsets me what's going on. Well, I'm not talking about Democrat, and I'm not talking about Republican. I'm talking about decency.
Right. Absolutely.
And morality.
Yes.
And is it all right to talk like this just a minute, brother? I listened to NPR several years ago. They had a woman on there. Of course, NPR is pretty liberal. That you're funding.
Yeah.
It's your money. Your tax money. Your Social Security money is funding. And she's out of New York City.
Yep.
And back then, she said the AIDS was running rampant. Of course, we got medicine now.
Yep.
And she said because there's so much homosexuality in the theaters, you know, they got off Broadway,
right.
Broadway and all that.
Right.
And then now we got the privilege. I didn't have this at all on my mind. I'm going to get to something, but it's on my mind now. We could got the internet and you can find out how many of those stars died.
Right.
That died. You should be in the closet. See, they knew if it come out that it'd sink them. Of course, now our dollars, Christian dollars, a lot of times, is going to the theater,
right.
Promoting a lot of that.
Right.
Of those that's openly gay and lesbian. Television programs. I could almost do that one, to be honest with you, what little I watch it anymore. Because it'll just pop up all of a sudden, won't it?
Yep.
But our nation's in peril. Aren't you glad you're saved?
Yeah, man.
I'm glad I'm an old-time Christian.
Yeah.
In this world, I've tried most everything.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to say, I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know.
Yeah,
I'm walking in the grand old highway.
Yeah.
I'm glad I am. It's you.
Yeah,
amen. I'm glad I got saved, brother.
Yeah.
You ain't saved. I don't know. I don't know your heart. But if you even feel a faint call of God, I'd run to this altar.
Amen.
I'd cry out to God. You know what Habakkuk said? I'm gonna read something in a minute. But Habakkuk said, "I've heard thy speech, Lord." And you know what he said? I was afraid.
Amen.
When's the last time you say, "Well, how am I gonna hear what God has to say?" He says it through his preachers.
Yep.
Ain't no voice, brother. Paul's given special commission, brother. You ain't going to hear no audible voice like Paul did. Now, you'll hear a voice in your heart and your mind and a call. But, I'll tell you what, brother. I know much people care for the Word of God and for the man of God. It's a mock, brother. It's fairy tale to them. But I want to preach on a couple of words. If you go in John's Gospel, I'm going to try to stay in John's Gospel and John's Epistle, okay? I'd like to jot down more notes. I just didn't have time. We had friends and family today, and I had to take my mom home because she wanted to go, and she's going to move in with us. It'll be a little more convenient. And then the time I got her home and I got back to the house, it was 3:45, I think. Because I drive quite a ways where I go to church, and then I had to leave about 4:30 to come down here. So I didn't. This come to me in the service this morning. I did. One of the boys testified, and look at what it says. John 3, not 16, but 19. And this is the condemnation. Am I causing that? That light is coming in the world. It might be these hearing aids. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming into the world. And men love darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil.
Yeah.
Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
Right.
This is the Lord speaking. This is Christ speaking. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. That's all I'll read right now. And the Lord also said in John 6:39, "And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that all that which hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise him up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son believeth on him and have everlasting life and raise him up at the last day." And then John 17:3, I just jotted these down to get a starting point. There's probably much more. John 17:3, these are all Lord's verses. These are all the Lord speaking. "And this is the life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." This is. The Lord said, "This is." This is the condemnation. The Lord come not in the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Man's already condemned. This is the condemnation. See, light's come. He said, instead of coming to the light, they rejected the light. You know why? Because their deeds are evil.
Amen.
The heart's wrong.
Right.
You got a problem. You got a sin problem.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You got bad blood.
Amen.
Amen. You got tainted blood.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Your heart, you're a threefold being. Lord help us. You're a threefold being. You're a soul,
yep.
You're a spirit, you're a body.
Right.
I preach about the same thing over and over, so if you've heard me somewhere else, you've probably heard this before. Amen. And Brother Sam, when Father Adam saying, "Brother, do you ever get upset?" I don't get. I get kind of upset at Brother Adam, you know, our forefather, you know, because Brother, everything's been tainted ever since.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm a big gardener. I like to garden. But boy, I tell you what, I hate to fight them weeds.
Amen.
That's Adam's fault.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything was affected by sin.
Yeah,
whether not only mankind, and even the animals was affected.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
be the soul become darkened. That's who you really are. The spirit, brother, become dead.
Yeah.
And since the soul's darkened, and since the spirit's dead, you know what happens to the body? It becomes depraved.
Yes, it
does. Amen.
Yeah.
Because, brother, when you let man go, brother, the Lord come on the scene. He said, this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than the light. Light, brother, dispels the darkness, brother. Ain't that right? I'm glad David said, the entrance of thy words giveth light.
Amen.
Ain't you glad one day God wakened your old dark heart?
Amen.
Ain't you glad one day the light of the glorious gospel of the grace of God shined under your old dark eye? If not, no telling where you'll be. You probably been dead, most likely. You could have been the old skid on old bum on Skid Road.
Amen.
Don't tell me how dark you'd, how far you'd go and how far where you'd been. Brother, but ain't you glad the entrance of God's word giveth light?
Amen.
The Lord plainly said, I come not condemn the world, but the world through me might be saved.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm glad I got saved. How about you?
Amen.
Brother, and the spirit that was dead didn't want to go to church. Didn't want to hear these old 2x4, 2x8 preachers. Amen. Preach. Brother didn't care nothing for that. Brother went because mother and dad made me go. Listen, you need to make your children go to church.
Yeah.
Don't give them a choice.
They
got a depraved nature. Now, I don't think kids is going to hell. Don't get me wrong. But, brother, I'll tell you what, that's fine. You don't have to teach them to lie.
Right. Exactly.
Amen.
Amen.
They got a fallen nature, brother. That's your responsibility. You need to take them to church. But one day, that spirit, brother, was regenerated.
Amen.
That's simple preaching.
Yep,
amen. It was more than a decision. It's more than brother writing, brother repeating a prayer at a preacher.
Yeah.
Brother, God took the Holy Spirit. Colossians, I believe it is, if I'm not mistaken, the second chapter, they were something that was made without hands. You say, what was that? A circumcision of God through the Holy Spirit that cut my soul loose from my body. Considered my body dead, and brother regenerated my spirit, and that's why I like to go to church. I like to go to church about all the time, brother. Amen. I was talking to this brother, pastor's wife, a while ago, and it started thinning out. Used to. I've been in church all my life. I'm 67 years old. It started thinning out on Wednesday night. We got a fairly good crowd. Brother, then it started thinning out on Sunday night. Then it started thinning out on Sunday school.
Yep.
Hey, ain't that about the way it is? You say, what's the problem? Brother, we're in the testing time.
Yep.
The pressure's on. Men's lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. But I'm glad, hallelujah, I love to go to church. What about you? I'd rather go to, brother, my worst day at church is better than my best day outside of church, brother. I'd rather, I want a fellowship with my brothers and sisters. We sang a song, I want to know more about the Lord. There's some people that wasn't here. If they're here Sunday morning, they surely can't sing that, because if they did, they'd be here.
Yeah,
you tell them if you think of it, I said so.
Yeah.
This is. Then John, in his epistle, he says some things about this is. I don't know. I think I told this young man here about Brother Savage quoting or saying some people had Brill Cream religion. Well, I had explained to him. He's not as old, quite old as I am. How old are you, young man? 21, see. See, he wasn't around when we had to slick that hair back. When I had hair, you know, and you get that Brill Cream and slick that hair back. Now, nobody has, you know, brother, and they had to, you to know what I'm talking about. They had the commercial out, you know, a little dab, but do you? You know, that's about the way it is with a lot of Christians. It seems a little dab to do them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I want all I can get. What about you, brother? Hallelujah, brother. But John in his gospel, brother, takes you into a courtroom setting. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Talks about bear record,
yeah.
Witness. And then John was allowed to go in to the court, brother, where Pontius Pilate was at. You know why was that? To give us a witness, to give us an account. He wanted you to know what was going on. There wasn't no CNN and Fox News with the camera there letting you know what went on. But God, brother, wants you to know what went on in Pilate's judgment hall. I'm gonna throw this in. Don't get mad, and surely you won't get upset at me. You love me, and I love you. Last week, what went on there was not a search for the truth. That's the same way. Some 2,000 years ago, brother, you know what? Pontius Pilate finally looked back and said, "What is truth?" The truth is, brother, they's delivering him because they was afraid of their place.
Yep.
And their nation, their power, and their position. That's what it was all about last week, brother. Oh, I'll tell you what, brother, and our nation's in trouble. Just like that nation was in trouble. But ain't you glad? Hallelujah. I'm glad I got to the courtroom and I got to hear the disposition from the truth of God's word. And brother, I come to the conclusion I was in a mess. Hallelujah. And the only one to get me out of it was the Lord Jesus Christ. And I realized that He's the only begotten of the Father, full of truth and full of grace. And I needed a lot of truth and I needed a lot of grace. But ain't you glad He's full of it?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's pretty good news. I get excited.
Amen.
I'm not going to, brother, everybody's going to be happy over there, but we can be happy down here. I didn't stay up to watch it. I'll go to bed. I don't want to come to church all droggy-eyed and while I've laid up and watched old Beelzebub all night and watching the football game. But apparently they're not too happy in Happy Valley. I guess you know what I'm talking about, you know. Penn State, they play that football game where Ohio State's at. I wondered, brother, coming into the church with a red jacket on this morning. Our drummer did. We got some drums in our church. Well, it used to be our drummer. We got a new one. But I thought, well, what's he got that red jacket on? Well, I guess Ohio State won, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he stayed up. He showed what he did. He stayed up. I went to bed, brother. But I'll tell you what, I'm happy, brother. They sung the same song there. Ain't you glad you happened?
Yeah.
Happy?
Yeah.
You have, sometimes, every day, we're not as happy as we are other days. Because
right.
Happiness is based upon what happens.
Yeah,
ain't that right?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes the road's not so easy. As I get down here and preach just a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, but hallelujah, I'm glad that, brother, the joy of the Lord. Joy is not diminished by what happens.
Right. Amen.
See, amen, hallelujah, the joy of the Lord, your strength.
Yes, sir.
Let come what may. I'll tell you what, if I can find this, I'll read this to you. I probably read this to you before, but boy, when you get some scripture stuck in your mind, you can't get it out. I ain't even got this marked. That clock on the wall gets me. But oh, ain't you glad for the joy of the Lord? I mean, brother, it looks bleak at times. It looks everything looks pretty bad. But you know what Habakkuk said? Look here. This is the last chapter of Habakkuk. I didn't know I was going to read this neither. I don't want to shoot from the hip, but I tell you what, I'm going to mind the Lord. He said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be on the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. Now look at this. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Boy, I tell you what, that looks pretty bad.
Sir, looks
ain't got nothing, not hope of getting nothing,
right.
Not nothing laid up in store. But he said, I'll go around moping.
Yeah.
No, he said, I will rejoice in the Lord. I'll be joy, brother, in the God of my salvation. For the Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon my high places. Oh, hallelujah, brother. It might look bleak at times, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to joy in the Lord. How about you? Amen. God's on our side. He is. Amen. Ain't you glad He is?
Yes, sir.
No wonder why. Then John, I can't get to all these, but this is. John must have been listening. He must have been listening. First Epistle of John, second chapter, 25th verse. This is, I'm preaching on this is the promise that He hath promised us, even eternal life. You know what about God's promises? He's able to perform that which He has promised. Apparently, the politicians, they promise you, Democrat, Republican, or whoever. Some of them might have full intentions of doing it, brother, but they don't have the power nor the position. But I'm glad to report He does. He's able to perform that which He has promised. Peter said, we have exceeding great and precious promises.
Yes.
My mom, she's going to live with you. She's going on 91 years old. And there's a sister at the funeral home the other day told me, I can remember she used to sing in church. One of the songs this sister remembers her singing was, oh, how precious is the promise.
Yes.
That with gladness fills my soul. Soon we'll be home with Jesus. I'll tell you what, we got a promise from a God that cannot lie.
Amen.
And He can perform His promises. He's faithful.
Yes, He is.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'll just touch on these and get us out of here. Then the third chapter there, 11th verse. This is the message that we've heard of Him.
Amen.
From the beginning. Amen. This is the message. We got the right message.
Yes.
Amen. Paul Peter said, we fought not follow cunningly devised fables.
Right.
When we declared unto you, brother, the coming and the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. This you count on God's word, people.
Amen.
Why do you think the devil's attacking it?
Right.
Why do you think the authority, if they cannot, if oh, and you know what? It's a bunch of liberal professors. Men that think that, brother, that they're wise in their own conceits.
Yes.
I didn't realize how much in the book of Proverbs God warned men not to be wise in their own conceits.
Right.
You know what a conceited person is, don't you? He thinks he's it.
Yep.
Amen, ain't that right?
Right.
brother, I'm glad. And that's why that if they can get you to thinking that you don't have the Word of God, or we do have a pretty close translation. Brother, I seen the debate lost on radio one morning out of WLW out of Cincinnati when I was going to church one morning. They had that proclaimed atheist and that used to live in Yellow Springs. I think he's dead. He put out pamphlets all over the Miami Valley and all over mistakes in the Bible. You know, and if you don't rightly divide the Word of God, it will contradict itself. But if you get it to whom it's speaking to, whom it's speaking about, and the setting, it'll work out every time. Everything ain't clear, but they some verses that never we don't. Brother may never understand, but when there's enough of it, we can understand, brother, to know that, brother, this is the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. But, brother, the debate was lost in one question. They had a Church of Christ. It didn't matter what preacher it was. And this atheist on there, and the question was that, what Bible do you use? He said, well, I prefer the King James Bible, but there's this one or that one. Debate right then. First question was lost. You a fanatical on the King James Bible? Oh, absolutely. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe in the divine inspiration, brother, according to Timothy 3:16. For all scriptures have been given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for what? First thing, doctrine. Amen. Brother, you say, brother, the doctrine, inerrancy and infallibility of the Word of God, brother, inspiration of God, the holy men wrote and spake as they were moved on by the Holy Ghost. I know you believe that, but if the devil can disrupt you in thinking there's a better translation or a better rendering somewhere else, he's uprooted your faith. But I'm glad, hallelujah, the psalmist said in 11th Psalm, I believe it is, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of fire, purified seven times. God said, not only did he inspire them, he said, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. I'll tell you what, I believe God inspired them, and I'm glad that, hallelujah, God preserved them.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going to rejoice in that, brother. Yes. No wonder Jeremiah said, brother, I'll be joyful and rejoice in my God. He said, Jeremiah, what are you rejoicing about? Because the words of God were found.
Amen.
Hallelujah, ain't you glad, brother? I found them, brother. I don't need a bit. I know I butcher the King's English. I stammer and stutter and hut and hop. But I'm glad to report, brother, God used men. Not only to write this book, but, brother, I believe that the translators, brother, at the time of the Reformation, God divinely visited a king to supply the finances that we might, brother, have the Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to rejoice in that, brother. Let the devil and hellhounds of all roar. Brother Timothy said, Timothy, brother, they'll come vain babblers. They'll increase to more ungodliness. Brother, they'll come and say the resurrection is past already. They'll upset the faith of some. You know what he said? Nevertheless.
Yeah,
nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure.
Yeah,
amen. I'm glad it does. Well, I got off on that. I don't know how I got off on that, but that's all right.
Yeah,
this is the message. This is the witness. Over there in the fifth chapter, this is the witness. This is he that came by water and blood. The birth was right. The baptism was right. Everything about it was right. Why do you think Matthew? Let me go right to the first chapter. I'm about through, preacher. He had 60 references to the Old Testament. He had 40 quotations from the Old Testament. You say, what's that about? Show the reliability of his birth. You got your finger in the Bible, you're ready to go, ain't you? Now the birth of Jesus Christ was upon his wise. Before they come together, Matthew said, she is found of child of the Holy Ghost. Before they come together. Oh, Joseph, being a just man, I know it ain't Christmas, but it's pretty close enough, ain't it?
Yeah.
Being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. Joseph, don't fear to take Mary to be thy wife. For that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost.
Absolutely.
This is the witness. This is him that come by water and blood.
Yeah.
Great is the mystery of godliness.
Right.
God unwrapped his beloved son. The first thing, and you know what silenced all of the Herodians, the Sadducees, and the Pharisees, and you think your preacher gets rough? Read Matthew 23. The Lord can be loving, but buddy, I'll tell you what, he can be straight to the point.
Yes, he can.
Now, you can be mean. I'm closing. I told you I was. You can be mean to be mean. You'd be rough just to be rough. And I've seen preachers preach being ill.
Yeah.
And you can't do that.
Right.
But I think he had the right thing.
Right.
And said it the right way. The birth was right.
Yeah, man.
And you know what? This is. Positive.
Right.
I'm glad we got a positive thing, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
gospel's not you. Yea and nay, but it is yea
yes.
In Christ Jesus.
Right.
Got a lot of wishy-washy stuff, you know.
Right.
But he silenced all them on his deity.
Yes,
who was Christ? He asked him. Well, he was the son of David. Well, how did David, by spirit, call him Lord?
Right.
He understood it not. From that time forward, they asked him any more questions. Any religion, denomination, or congregation that may call themselves Baptist or anything else that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and don't know who he is, they're not Christian. I don't care what they try to tell you. And you know why all these things is positive? Because if you're reading John's epistle, and I'll not preach on them, I'll just go over them. First chapter, 9th verse, he is faithful. This is because he is. This is because he is. He is the preparation for our sins. He is faithful. Goes on over there, said, we know that he is righteous.
Yes.
And everyone that knoweth him and that doeth righteousness is born of him.
Yep.
This is, and all this is, what you see here is because he is.
Amen.
It's all about him. So, it's going to hurt some feelings. I don't think it will. When a man puts on a robe, pulls a bell around his robe and says he has the keys. He's got some keys dangling there, a couple of keys, because he thinks he's the vicar of Christ. He's invaded God's son's high priest work.
Right.
It's abomination, people.
Because
when the Lord testified to John in the Revelation, he said, John, I'm he that liveth and was dead.
Yeah.
And I.
Yeah.
What did he say? Bypass the Baptist preacher. We got Baptist popes. Ain't nothing wrong talking to sinner. I'm closing. I told you 5 minutes ago, but I am. We got and nothing. We're trying to help a sinner. But he's got to do the saving, people. It's his work.
That's right.
I wished I was able. I'm not able. I went through too much cancer. Too weak to preach like I used to and like Dax does. And like your pastor. I just had to preach slower and calmer sometimes. You know what? Some say, give me silver. Others say, give me gold. But I say, give me Jesus to save my dying soul. Oh, I'm gonna die on the battlefield. I'm gonna die in the war. I'm going to die battlefield with glory in my soul. I used to know some people. They walked and talked with me. But since I've been converted, they've turned backs on me. So I'll take this gospel trumpet and I'll begin to blow. Church, you pastor me, if you will surely help us,